This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. We've had a lot of great recent conversations. This program's been on the air for 3 or 4 years now, and the podcasts that follow each week when we have our conversations, various conversations, we reduce them into podcast form so that you can quickly listen and get into the higher relevance of some of our conversations. For example, the current Your Hidden Power number 125 that's available at yourhiddenpowershow.com is a discussion of your moon sign versus your sun sign and the impact from a very well-known astrologer named Rachel Lang. She's there are so many different things there. Look and see for yourself. Podcast archives are there at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Joining us for discussion of this portion of our program is a lady named Vanessa Candiotti, who is a certified mindfulness and compassion teacher. So let's start with that, Ms. Candiotti. How would you define, and the people that are your clients, a mindfulness and compassion teacher? What are you teaching?
Hi, Doug. So a mindfulness and compassion teacher, as a mindfulness and compassion teacher, I help my clients just accept what they're going through with compassion, i.e. be present to what is and open their heart to what life is giving them so that eventually they can have a better time with whatever comes their way.
All right, let's be specific, or maybe better, Vanessa. Let's have an example of someone, without obviously mentioning names, who has been called upon to accept what's going on and move. It's sort of whether it's the present. I've been lately talking a lot about the past and how irrelevant it is to where we are. We are where we are because of where we've been, but we aren't where we were anymore. We're here in the now. So is that kind of don't be too tough on yourself, don't be too hard on yourself when it comes to experiences you've had in the past? Is that part of this?
It's about becoming your own ally, i.e. we keep repeating probably the same mistakes because we're stuck in our past, afraid of our future, and disconnected from what is. And when we're present to what is, we have a chance to start again at every moment that comes our way, coming up with a new consciousness and maybe putting what is in front of us on our side instead of thinking life is against us.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have such a negative way of looking at themselves or at life. You wonder sometimes, you're sort of, if I'm listening to you and I hear what you're saying, it's sort of like reprogramming as someone. And I know that people who are religionists say that it's not true that religion does this, but religion, in my experience, does do this. I was somebody who was very involved in lots of religious experiences growing up and through my college years, and then I just sort of discounted them because I didn't think there was any real purpose to what I had learned or what I was doing. Is that an example of this, of the same thing? I'm not saying it's all about religion, but a lot of people's problems
you were saying a lot of people's problems come from?
Well, religion. Coming from having inflexible points of view on things.
For me, no, I see this as faith. I see religion when we, you know, holding on to some kind of faith. We can choose to see life against us constantly, and it's not easy, and I think nobody is spared. In mindfulness, we talk about how it is, you know, suffering is inevitable, yet pain is optional. So we're all going to feel the pain. Sorry, pain is optional, suffering is inevitable. Pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So we're all going to feel pain at every given moment. The way we welcome it, the way we receive it, that is optional. We can choose to fight against what is, or we can, you know, choose to have compassion for what we're going through, and from there have the energy to take action, to feel better, to be more aligned, to stop doing what is no longer serving us.
Mm-hmm. And some of that
more
can be
awake.
Yeah, some of that we can apply in sort of a direct sense. So we've just been through the holidays. Most people in the Western world, anyway, celebrate Christmas, and we've had Thanksgiving here in America, and it's the first of a new year. A lot of people have a lot of emotional clutter, and maybe that's another way of looking at the pain that you've been talking about and the suffering. Emotional clutter, people who have lost loved ones to death, or perhaps relationships that have fallen apart. I think a lot of people choose to make their lives more dramatic and more complicated than they have to. That sounds like it might be part of your message.
Yeah, unfortunately, we all go through hardships and lose people we love, and we all react differently and all mourn in different ways, or all reactive with our spending a week with our family. You know, what the message of mindfulness and compassion gives us is to, you know, look after ourselves, do whatever we feel called to do, but yet step out of the role of the victim. Mm-hmm. It's about taking charge of who we are. Yeah. Becoming our own best ally and empowering ourselves instead of saying everything is against us and having to numb ourselves in order to avoid whatever comes up.
I think one of the words that's most overused today in this arena is mindfulness is one of the words I think that is overused. I think there are a number of words that are kind of overused. Getting rid of things is what we're trying to do. And the baggage that we have, I mean, everybody has it. So is there a different plan uniquely aimed at helping individuals, or is this some sort of a pattern that fits? You can teach people to do things sort of based on the same program, the same concept, because it all works for everybody?
Oh, good question. I think it's about first what applies to everybody is about taking the time to sit with yourself. It's true that mindfulness is used very lightly and most of the time, and it took me even some time to understand what it was about, what mindful really meant. But it is really about being present with what is. And once we take the time to stop the distraction and to sit or be present to what is, we talk in meditation about, sitting meditation and walking meditation. Mm-hmm. So basically when we take the time, formally take the time to sit with ourselves and dive in, that's called formal meditation. And informal mindfulness is when we go about, you know, at the supermarket, driving our cars and simply, you know, doing one task at a time, applying some of the principles such as beginner's mind or knowing that every moment is new. There are many principles that apply to everybody, which are true to mindfulness that, you know, will work for everyone. There is a man called Ray Dalio that wrote a book who owns the biggest hedge fund called the Bridgewater. And he wrote a book called Principles, and he applies the principles of mindfulness in his everyday life and business. So it can be, you know, it is pretty universal.
I think it is universal, and the way it's approached is different. I'm going to take what you just said, excuse me, and use it to help people lose weight. If you'll pardon us for a moment or two while I talk about Calitrin and the motivation it takes after 3 months of eating. I suggested back in November that it would be a good idea if you went on the defensive and went on the Calitrin program. Some people did, and I've heard from people who feel like today they're in better health than they were before, even though they have not lost weight. They've kept their weight where it was, and that was the goal. I know all of us, me included, get on this party thing. We have a lot at Thanksgiving, and we go to Christmas parties, and we have Christmas itself and New Year's, and so what it does is sort of broaden our waistline a little bit, not make us any healthier. So in order for you to deal with that, I suggest you go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and experience something that's really different when it comes to weight loss, because this is such a healthy choice. A lot of the weight loss programs are really not good for you. They, you know, you lose the weight, that's great, but if you do it and use these diet pills or you go on some of these radical weight loss programs, it's really not good for your body. It takes the weight off, but you got to do it sensibly, and that's why I suggest you go to Calitrin.com, find the examples of real people with real weight loss who really keep the weight off. That's the solution, losing weight, feeling great, and keeping the weight off. That's the breakthrough, getting at the fat cells, targeting them, and that's what the collagen does, the main ingredient of Calitrin. So do yourself a favor. Go to Calitrin.com right now. Use the code DJV. Get a 6-month supply for the cost of 3. Get yourself on the program while this discount lasts. It's probably only going to last till the end of the week. So do it now while you're thinking about it. Get on the program, see how you lose the weight, and keep it off. That's the guarantee, or your money back, from Calitrin at Calitrin.com. The code DJV, free shipping and 3 months free.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you love all things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Continuing on with Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen. Vanessa Candiotti is here with us. Her website is VanessaCandiotti.com. I'll spell that for you. V-A-N-E-S-S-A. It's Vanessa. K-A-N-D-I-Y-O-T-I. Candiotti. It's pretty much spelled the way that it sounds. We've been talking about mindfulness, how you take care of yourself. Are you compassionate? And I was thinking about, we were talking about trying to let go of the past. I wonder how that squares with the effects of past lives versus past your past in this life. Is there a need to look at that differently, do you think, Vanessa?
This is a topic I don't speak about in my sessions, but I do believe that things get passed down from generation to generation, and some of us carry some load that doesn't really belong to us to begin with. And some of us have a lighter load to carry, but each their own, and it's not very much what I speak about in sessions.
Mm-hmm. Is that because you don't believe necessarily in things like reincarnation or having past lives?
I certainly do believe that. Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, I think it impacts
a
lot of people.
Yes, I do, but
it impacts people more than I think they think it does. You have a book called The Jewel Process that is drawing some attention. I'm interested in figuring out how you, in addition to being someone who's very sensitive, helping a lot of people with their feelings, you also have a successful jewelry brand. And so how does the coaching that you do and this business sort of fit together?
Yeah, so I actually started with my jewelry brand, selling in London to high-end fashion stores. And I'm originally Turkish, so I specialize in evil eyes, which are good luck charms from Turkey. And as I was selling them, I started selling them around the world. And my friends started coming my way for advice, wanting to start their own business. And from there, I created a group with friends first, and then didn't work, and then a meetup group with people I didn't know. And I started doing coaching. I trained as a coach, and it's practical and spiritual tools for your creative business. And my book comes from my experience with my clients and my own experience, and how when we align with ourselves and, you know, whatever, when we align what we're called to do and take those actions, then things kind of take a different way and maybe materialize with more ease.
Mm-hmm. So you have had six. Have you used the process that you're talking about to design jewelry? What is there? What's the essence of your business? Are you a designer, or are you someone who takes other people's works and distributes it?
Both. I designed my work came from an existing symbol, which I adjusted in a more contemporary way, and from there I created new design. So it's a mix of both. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So this is the process is pretty. I'm listening to you, and I kind of am putting two and two together here. This is something. There's a model here. We only have a few more seconds, but there's a model that other people can use. In other words, taking what is an esoteric value and applying it to practical things like business. I think that's it. Some of these ideas that we have need to be more practically applied. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I believe that, you know, just like a business plan, any idea needs to have a foundation. And whether we apply that to an idea or whether we apply it to the way we go about, you know, creating that idea, everything needs a strong foundation in order to survive, in order to stand the test of time. And just like with the mindfulness, life is going to test us and, you know, pain will be inevitable at times, and the only thing that is nothing is impermanent.
That's the thing to remember, that nothing is forever, nothing is permanent. All right. Good to talk to you, Vanessa. Her website, VanessaCandiotti.com, is worth your time and effort. VanessaCandiotti.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's edition of Your Hidden Power.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlic. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlic tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlic.
Garlic, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, everyone. This is Kendra Wright. The new year is here, so how are you going to stick with that resolution to have a more active lifestyle? How about combining a little fun and fitness? The Ring Fit Adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is just the thing for both gamers and non-gamers alike. It's a new type of adventure game that lets players explore a fantastical world and conquer enemies using your body's real-life movement and exercises. It comes with wearable accessories that respond to the player's real-life movements, allowing the game to turn them into in-game movements. It's a fun way to get active. This is a true adventure game designed to keep players coming back day after day as they level up their character, unlock new in-game fit skills, and get more active. What could be better than giving yourself or loved one the gift of fun that's also part of a healthy lifestyle? You can even create formal, customizable workout routines. Ring Fit Adventure retails for a suggested retail price of $79.99. It's a great way to start the year off right. Game and system sold.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the largest crowds to ever fill the streets of Iranian cities continue to mourn the loss of a top military commander killed by a U.S. airstrike and are also calling on Iranian leaders to immediately retaliate against the United States. One member of the Iranian parliament has put an $80 million bounty on President Trump's head for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. The USGS has just reported a magnitude 5.8 earthquake struck Puerto Rico early this morning. The quake centered about 8 miles from Indios, which is 90 miles southeast of the capital city of San Juan. Disgraced Hollywood exec Harvey Weinstein going on trial today on 5 sex crime charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
On the air now with Uri Geller from his home in Tel Aviv, or in Old Jaffa, which is a subset of Tel Aviv, the capital of Israel. Uri, international traveler, certainly has had over the course of his life impact on people all over the world. His ability to move things with his mind, literally and figuratively, hasn't done. I have never asked you this way. Do you think you're better at what you do now than you were 20 years ago, 40 years ago? Have you become better at what you do?
Hey, Dougie, thank you very much. Today, you're not really telepathic. You're not psychic, because I'm not in Tel Aviv and I'm not in Old Jaffa. I'm in the holy city of Jerusalem.
All right, okay, close enough. It's kind of like up the street about a half hour. There you go.
Exactly. An hour. But anyhow, because I'm in Jerusalem, I just sent you a picture so you can put it up on your site, because Jerusalem has a very unique and powerful holy energy. I mean, let's face it. You know, Muhammad came down here with a white horse. Jesus Christ walked the streets, the Via della Rosa. It's really amazing, the mixture of peoples, Christians, Muslims, Jews. It is really a city of all religions. And every time, and this answers your question, every time I'm in a surrounding that has a unique quality to it, I am empowered. So if I look back 20 years, or even let's go further back, let's look at the times when I was in school in Israel, when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And if I had to see the difference between my powers, I would say they are stronger today, maybe not because of the actual energy or the power itself, but because of the knowledge I have acquired during the last 40, 50 years. I know more about it. I can explain it better. I have worked with scientists, numerous world-famous scientists like David Bohm, who worked with Albert Einstein. So he described it, he explained me the energies that he believes are emanating from me. I met Dr. Werner von Braun, the father of the rockets in NASA. I worked with Brian Josephson, who is a Nobel Prize physicist. So this is, I absorb this knowledge and I understand it more. So by understanding it more, I believe my powers are stronger.
So do you think that the people that you impact understand you, or are they just in awe of trying to, they see you bend spoons, bend keys, fix watches, fix washing machines, do stuff like that, and then you take that as a launch off into helping people understand how they can create their own reality as well? Maybe they can't bend spoons, but they can do other things.
Yeah, that is correct. But you know, Doug, the phenomenon here is incredible, because I guess even now when I had lunch in Abu Ghosh, which is a kind of an Arabic section just at the entrance of Jerusalem, a man stopped me and he said, "Oh, I remember you 50 years ago. You were in Mexico. You were the president of Mexico, and my father was a consul in the Israeli embassy. And you bent his key." Now, that is embedded in this guy's memory.
Yeah.
Over 50 years ago, something that happened to his father. So it's astonishing that a rather trivial demonstration of mind power, you know, the bending of a spoon, the bending of a key, is kind of, wow, it wows people. And I think that that's why I'm kind of still around, I'm still relevant, because I'm controversial, there are those who don't believe, and because the actual phenomenon of psychokinesis, the moving of object, the bending of object, is original. So the secret of success has always been originality. And I guess this is why people remember me, because it's an original feat, it's an original act that has never been seen before me.
Well, I don't agree with you, by the way, on the fact that it's the way you describe it's kind of mundane. It is maybe for you because you've done it for as long as you have. But people who see you for the first time, every time I'm with you and you're with someone, you might go into a restaurant and you bend the chef's spoon or something like that, people's eyes bug out of their head because they don't have the experience of you doing what you do every day. This is a unique way of them understanding the energy, and they don't maybe understand it. They see the results of it, but they don't understand it. So I don't think that, I think you still have the same impact on people who don't know you as you did when you got started 50, 60 years ago.
Well, yeah, you have a point, but you know, I always try to kind of diminish my popularity, because it doesn't fit me. It doesn't look good when I talk about it. But nevertheless, Doug, I truly believe that 1,000 years from now, or maybe more, maybe 3,000 years from now, everybody will be able to master psychokinesis and telepathy, mind over matter. It is basically a dormant power that we have stored in our brains. And in most people, it's totally dormant, and they will learn how to awaken it and use it.
It's kind of like the connection to past lives. I'm looking at this picture of you here, and I can remember standing in that exact spot. and looking down the street there. That's one of the fascinating things about Jerusalem, as you've pointed out. And this is why it has so much relevance today, that city, because it is the birthplace of all three of the major religions. And it brings around, I don't know, some people think it's hypocrisy, others just think it's strange, all of the Semites that have lived there, grown up there, what's been developed there, and yet they can't get along. They get along in the city, the old city, they get along great. But you get them out in the world and they, people looking for power and control kind of screw up the great relationship they have in that city.
Yeah, yes, you're right. Doug, you and I have the almost same birthdays. Just remind me, are you a Sagittarius?
No, I'm a Scorpio. In Western astrology, I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, I'm standing next to a huge a blanket of the horoscope, and I'm going to point at Scorpio, and I'm going to send you the picture. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
On the cusp.
I love
you. You're on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn. I'd be interested. You should give me all the information. I can get somebody that's a really good astrologer to do a chart on you. I think it would be interesting. I'm sure you had it done before, but I think it would be fascinating to see how your chart fits together. I'll grab that from you. Love you too. Take good care. Healing work, Uri Geller, urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com, and his museum that he's building now, urigellermuseum.com. Here's something that will belong in a museum, I think, sooner or later. The pillows that were first made. I would like to compare the new MyPillows to the old MyPillows. That is to the pillows that have been for the last, 20 years, I think, almost 20 years, that Mike Lindell has been producing these pillows. Now he produces thousands every day. He's got 1,500 people working in that plant. Great American story. Everything that they make is quality. Everything made in America, from the sources, the cotton that they use, all the fabrics, all are made and loomed, grown in America. Everything about MyPillow is American, including their success story, including the fact that they guarantee everything that they will sell you for 60 days. You don't like it, you send it back. So I sometimes am specific about the deals that you can get. The most recent thing that came out late last year were the towels that are fabulous and new at MyPillow.com. But the basic business of MyPillow, pillows, mattress covers, mattresses, sheets, all of it is such top quality. People really respect that. And there are always great deals at MyPillow.com. Go to the radio page. There's a tab for radio offers. Use the code DJV. Save from 30 to 66%, depending on what you buy. It'll tell you when you buy it. You apply the DJV code, and you'll save the money at MyPillow.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
It's Mary O'Malley time now on Your Hidden Power. Every week when you go through the podcast of Your Hidden Power, he's talking about the most recent one posted, number 125. Mary is on there talking about a specific aspect. She, in the podcast, takes a look back at 2019, and I think there's a lot to be learned. You're a good teacher, Mary. I've learned a lot from you on the radio and in sessions that I've had, and I think that it's it is part of what you have to be in order to be serious about all of this. You got to be a good teacher. You had a good teacher. It's like the thing that confuses people is what you get innately, what you get as a matter of being who you are and what your skill is versus what you learn. And I was talking to somebody about that, as a matter of fact, yesterday at dinner, having the conversation about what you just have naturally. You know, some people are physically strong, some people are very smart with learning. We all have a talent. So you have a talent, but it has been, you've progressed with that talent by what you've learned from others. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. Yeah, I think teaching is part of it. I think teaching, counseling, just opening, helping to open someone's perspective. Sometimes when I'm working with someone, I get a nudge to tell one of my own stories, and it's a teaching moment, you know. Yeah. So it's part of it. It comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I think just with the whole spirit itself is very much a teacher.
Hmm.
They find lots of ways to tell people things.
Right. I'm wondering, in the current state of affairs, with a lot of parents wondering about their children getting involved and going into the service and what they can expect, do a lot of people come to you when they are concerned about things like that for advice? Or what do I do? I'm so worried about my son. He's going off to war, et cetera. So how do you calm people down? How do you overcome their fear and the barriers that we have to looking at things objectively?
Well, strangely, it doesn't happen that often. But when it has happened, it's a matter of reminding a person that this child is now an adult and they have their own path and they're doing what's right for them in their heart. It's the hardest thing. I mean, you know, it's the hardest thing. But I try to look forward and look at the things that this child is going to gain from that experience. Mm-hmm. And, once again, it's reminding them this child has a path and they're walking it to the best of their ability.
Mm.
So it's being a mom myself, that's a tough one.
but you see, what I'm getting at here a little bit is whether there are dangers. When people go to a good psychic like you, they're mm-hmm. going to want to know whether there are dangers ahead. They want you to tell them what may be ahead. How easy or not is that for you to do?
Sometimes it's very easy. Sometimes, spirit will bring through something very clear. And sometimes spirit will just shut up. You know, it's like, particularly if there's nothing that can be done, it just really depends, and I just have to go with the flow, the best I can with whatever information's coming through.
Mm-hmm. And if you had something bad that comes through, you pass it along, or how do you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, whatever comes through, I let it out.
Yeah. Sometimes that might affect whether somebody comes back to you or not, though, might it not?
But, the gift is a gift, and I can't be concerned with that. They're in front of me now for a reason, and I just trust that moment.
PsychicScout.com is Mary O'Malley's address online. PsychicScout.com. Make an appointment. Find out what there is, not the cards have in store for you, but what she senses you have in store for yourself. It's 10 before the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now for our weekly visit with astrologer Laura Banks at StarGalNetwork.com. I was just talking to my friend Uri Geller, Laura, about I know his birthday. I know pretty much where. I'm going to find out when because I asked him whether he's ever had a chart done. I know he has, and he really didn't give me an answer. But I'll give you that assignment once I find it so we can find out a little bit more. This is the idea. Astrology going to play a very major role this year. As a matter of fact, I was just noting that the five planets that will be aligned, is it this week? I know we have an eclipse coming up this week, but what about the significance of all those five planets? When do they come into alignment?
Well, you've just got a cluster of planets in Capricorn, and by alignment, you know, I say, well, first, thanks for having me on your show, always, Doug. And, secondly, I say that alignment is really what we call a conjunction, or such a close proximity to each other that they start to really highly influence each other. So starting at the beginning of this year, we all have a tremendous opportunity to go out and act on our desires. They will concretely be supported with the Jupiter-Sun alignment conjunction. That's to me the biggest news of the day is this Jupiter-Sun conjunction. A lot of planets that come together often they kind of the potency gets very obstructed, almost becomes a soup, and it's hard to say, well, what's influencing what? You know, all we know is this is powerful. Then I look at the sign. So the planets all start to kind of blur together. But the sign in Capricorn, you know, I'm hoping that we hold our own and not go into a war because it's something it's that concrete. Rocks are hard. Water is wet. Things are going to happen in the concrete world right now. And on a personal level, specifically for you, Doug, this is a time you could actually make money as a writer, put things in writing. You've got planets and things occurring in that realm of short trips and writing, which is third house. So, you know, that would be something for you to focus on. But every one of us has a different opportunity on what to focus on when it comes to, all right, now I can go get my dreams happening because of this sun conjunct Jupiter.
What about Saturn? You've told me, I think, that there was the arrangement between Saturn and Jupiter doesn't happen very often. And over the next, is it 3 years or 3 months? I'm trying to remember what exactly. But I remember Saturn and Jupiter being together was a good thing for not only me, but for everybody pretty much.
Well, that's true. And it's also a lot of seeds as a country and as people we have planted, be it good or bad, will come to fruition. So it's almost the devil and the gods coming together, because Jupiter's the benefic, the gift giver, the cornucopia. Saturn is the taskmaster and the hard facts and the crystallizer. And those two coming together, I do believe in good. I do believe Jupiter will prevail. I think that one has to focus on that, though. It's a muscle. Your mental clarity has to be always listening to motivational speakers, to post-it notes around your house that say, I can do this, because you will be drawn to the dark or the light. There's a little bit of Star Wars going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's you reacting to things, and because people seem to react more easily to the negative than they do the positive, at least some people do. You know, everybody's worried about going to World War III. That's nonsense. I mean, think about all of the pieces of the pie here, and the news media just plays into it. Follow your own guidance, I guess, as much as anything else, or find somebody like you that's a good astrologer that can put the pieces together. Let's say you have a child that's in the service. What is that child going to be facing as we move forward? It's not like this is the first time we've had over the last however many years challenges. I mean, we have a challenge. The fact that nobody likes Bush, I'm sorry, nobody likes Trump, is a Freudian slip there, sort of directing the discussion, the discourse, the dialogue in the wrong direction.
I absolutely agree with you, and since I'm not a politician, I'll bring it back to the personal and my final thought here, which is I pulled the octopus card today. I use animal cards, and I use and animal readings. It'd be fun maybe to do one of those on the show one morning, but
yes.
The octopus, the message of the octopus is, if you have a dream, you must go for it. If there are obstacles in your way, be it a person, thing, cloak yourself in that ink like an octopus would, and go for your dreams stealthily. So I implore everyone to go for your dreams methodically. Mm-hmm. Saturn is on your side, and so is Jupiter.
That's certainly what I'm doing, and I think it is something very important for us all to do and to keep in mind. And also keep in mind a wonderful place to get a great reading. Go to Stargal Network, stargalnetwork.com. It's Laura Banks here on Your Hidden.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.